You're listening to Rhema for Today.
Now, you know, if a man knows the Word, or a person knows the Word, he knows in his heart that he's saved even before there's any evidence of salvation. There's no outward evidence, but he knows in here because his spirit bears witness with our spirits. See how often we get fooled sometimes. I've seen people come to the altar, you know, and just bawl and squall, said God saved, and got up and hugged everybody in sight. I thought, you know, to myself before I learned, you know, man, that they really got a real experience. See, because they were emotionally moved.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin wraps up his teaching, Recognizing Roadblocks to Healing, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
But now, when I was there on the bed of sickness, I began to not only say I believe that I receive healing for the two serious organic heart troubles and the paralysis and the incurable blood disease, but then I began to thank God because I knew it in here. Well, now, why did I know it in here? Because I knew the Word in here. I had put that Word into my spirit. How did I do it? By meditating upon it, by thinking upon it, by feeding upon it, until it became a part of me. And so I knew in my heart, you see, your heart is your spirit. So a better way to say it was, I knew in my spirit that I was healed before my body ever knew it and ever responded to it. But when I knew that, see, keep them, what? Them, my words, in the midst of thine heart. Your heart's your spirit. For they are life. Oh, hallelujah unto those that find them. And health. They are, my words are, health to all of their flesh. Now, you know, if a man knows the Word, or a person knows the Word, he knows in his heart that he's saved even before there's any evidence of salvation. There's no outward evidence, but he knows in here because his spirit bears witness with our spirits. See how often we get fooled sometimes. I've seen people come to the altar, you know, and just bawl and squall, said God saved, and got up and hugged everybody in sight. I thought, you know, to myself before I learned, you know, man, that they really got a real experience. See, because they were emotionally moved. And the very next day I had to, because that's the only way I could go to get to where I was going, drive down what we call to call Rat Row, you know, Skid Row, Rat Row, you know, in our town. And I saw this fellow go into a dark dive. In fact, he never did come to church anymore. Never got a thing. Remember in the early days, one church I was pastoring, the fellow came to the altar and I thought to myself, no emotion out of the fellow. Didn't say anything out loud, really. It seemed to be the least. Most, you know, I couldn't see a tear in his eye or anything. He didn't sort of wipe his face, but I stand right by him and didn't see anything. And he just said, I thank God because I'm saved. And I wouldn't have heard it if I hadn't been standing right beside him. I was the only person who heard it, I guess. And he walked away. And in my immaturity back there then, I thought, well, dear Lord, that poor fella, he wasn't down there 10 seconds in the altar on his knees. Just got up, you know, walked off. I said, he didn't get anything. He became the most solid Christian I had in my church. It showed up on the outside. He got it on the inside. He knew it was in there. That's reason he said it. Hallelujah. And he became the most solid Christian in my church. And then over a period of 40 years, he's going to be with the Lord now, a period of 45 or 50 years, I mean that man was never wavered. It did show up on the outside, but he knew he had it on the inside all the time. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You see, he had God's word for it, and he accepted that word in his heart. And that's what causes, when you accept God's word in your heart and believe it, that's what causes the evidences then of salvation, what we call salvation, to come forth. Believing in your heart. Hallelujah. You know, so many people have the cart before the horse. You know what I mean by that expression? Cart before the horse. They want to have some kind of a feeling. They want to have some kind of evidence, and then they'll know that they're saved. Or they want to have some kind of a feeling or some kind of evidence, and all the symptoms disappear, then they'll know they're healed. But it starts on the inside of you. Salvation starts on the inside of you. The new birth starts on the inside of you, because that's what it is. It's a rebirth of the human spirit. Healing starts on the inside of you. Don't start out here where you're hurting. Are you listening to me? Now notice what this scripture said. It tells you it's so. It tells you it's so. Notice what the scripture said. Keep them what? My words, where? In the midst of thine heart. Hallelujah. That's where it starts. That's where it starts. In the midst of thine heart or your spirit. Keep them. As you believe that word in your heart and keep it in your heart, it will cause this life to spring up. And if you feed upon the word, then it will feed upon that life or that nature of God that's in you, so that you can enjoy and walk, as the scripture said, in the light of life. Now, the same thing's true concerning physical healing. Like I said, I knew in my innermost being, my heart, my spirit, that I was healed, and I praised God for that healing. My heart, physical heart. See, when I talk about heart, when he talks about heart here, he's talking about your midst of thine heart. He's talking about your spirit or your inner man. Now, my physical, the organ here, still didn't beat right. My body was still partially paralyzed. But he said, thy words, my words, keep them in the midst of thine heart. And in the midst of my heart, I kept that word. Hallelujah. It starts in your heart. Amen. Now, let's notice what the Bible said concerning salvation. You're familiar with this, but let's look at it a little more depth. Romans, the 10th chapter, 9th and 10th verses. I said it starts in your heart. Now, notice. Romans, 10th chapter, 9th and 10th verses. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe, where? Where? In thine heart, that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now notice the next verse. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You see, this life comes first into your heart. It's a mistake to start looking at your body to see if you're healed. Look on the inside of you. I said, look on the inside of you. It starts in your heart, in your spirit. God heals you through your spirit. God is a spirit, the Bible said. God can only contact us through our spirits. Remember Proverbs 20, 27? The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. What's the candle of the Lord? The margin says the lamp. The spirit of man is the candle or the lamp of the Lord. He's going to use your own spirit to enlighten you. How does he enlighten your spirit? The psalmist said, the entrance of thy words giveth light. Hallelujah. My son, that means daughter too, you know. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from before thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they, my words, are life unto those that find them, and health, my words, are health to all their flesh. So let me say it again. It starts in your heart, in your spirit. God heals you through your spirit. God is a spirit, the Bible said. Jesus said that. God can only contact us through our spirits. We can only contact God through our spirits. You can't contact God with your body. You can't walk up to God like I do this man, shake hands with him physically and contact him. Can you? You can't contact God with your mind. He is not a mind. He's a spirit, Jesus said, didn't he? To the woman at the well of Samaria in the 4th chapter of John's Gospel. For God is a spirit. He's not a mind, and he's not a body. He's a spirit. I am a spirit. I have a soul. And I live in a body, but I'm a spirit because I'm an offspring of God. God said, let us make man in our own image and after our own likeness. Amen. Now, Jesus said, so we can only contact God through our spirits. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, remember when he is here on earth, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Now we can make contact with God through the Word. For God is the Word. Thank God this book is a God-breathed, God-inspired, God-indwelt message. He said, keep them. Keep them.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's CD entitled, How to Activate God's Power. We're also offering Kenneth W. Hagin's slimline book, The Master Restorer, God Will Do It Again. Also in this offer is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD, You Can Have Success. And lastly, Craig Hagin's CD entitled, Have Faith in God. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's R-H-E-M-A.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
If you're interested in going to Rhema Bible College, you can go right now to rbtc.org/apply. Yes. You can apply for the fall enrollment of September the 3rd, I think, when it starts, 2024. Mm-hmm. Or you can also apply for the spring, January of 2025. Just go there. All the information is there for you.
Monday, Kenneth Hagin will start a new and powerful teaching from the Rhema Archives. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.